Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, you know, the reason we do Money Mondays is because I have a passion to help you make sure that you're a good steward of that which you've worked so hard for and that which you're trying to leave as a legacy to those that you love. And David Fisher is my partner in this. Landmark Capital has been a faithful sponsor of Kevin McCullough Radio, and so grateful to have them here. David, we often talk around gold and silver a lot, but it's good every now and then for us to just go back to basics, because people come and join us, and some of them haven't been here as long as others, and they may not have learned some of these basic things in the past. But, you know, there are some misconceptions about gold and silver. There's some things that everybody needs to know. So let's talk basic 101 of the gold markets. What drives the metal markets?
We're going to talk about the big picture and the small picture also. So if you the big picture, Kevin, if you look back in the, you know, first of all, metals are supply and demand. And if you look about the supply side, if you go back into the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, every one of those decades, the industry, the miners, found at least one 50-million-ounce gold deposit, at least 10 30-million-ounce deposits, and countless 5 to 10 million ounces of deposits. But if you look at the last 15 years, it's a complete different story. We have found no 50-million-ounce deposits, no 30-million-ounce deposits, and only just a handful of the 15-million-ounce deposits. The gold market's been bought aggressively by central banks. And so that is what's driving the market here and causing the markets to go up, because they look at, you know, debt, they look at low interest rate, and they're holding dollars, and they have to sell the dollar because they're forced out of the dollar because it pays no return on their money in reference to inflation. So yeah, we've seen this happen. The small picture is, and we just talked about this, you and I, before we came on, and that is the small picture of gold is this is the time to buy it, because in August and September is the biggest months of gold, and October is when CDs come due. Also, India and China are the big buyers of gold happen this season, and October is the scary month for stocks because it's Black Monday. So there's a lot of money that goes into the gold and silver market. That's the small cycle within the big cycle of gold and silver.
All right. Well, how is silver any different than gold when it comes to the markets?
Well, it's a little bit more industrial. Silver is the most versatile metal on the earth. It uses in many applications. We've seen it, you know, as far as investment, 25% of all the silver mine goes for purchasing for investment purposes, and 50% goes for the industrial side. The other portions are silverware and jewelry and photography. But silver is, you know, used in many systems like water purification system, electronic devices, even laundry detergent. But for 2001 to 2020, for that duration, only less than a half of a ton of silver has been able to be mined. So not much silver has been able to be brought out of the ground, but over the thousands of years, more than the quarter of the silver has ever mined happened previously. So the production side is slowing down, and we're going to see the demand side go up because, and we are seeing that, because people are anticipating inflation.
So that's a good kind of overview of gold and silver. What are some of the misconceptions about holding precious metals in people's portfolios?
Now, I could list a ton of them, but probably the big handful of you is, you know, how do I go to the grocery store and spend my gold or silver? You don't. Just like you don't go to the grocery store with your stocks to go buy groceries or go to your gas station fill up your tank with your stock portfolio or your CD or anything else. You use gold and silver as a hedge against inflation and a diversified portfolio. Another one is, you know, where do I get rid of it? Well, that's what Landmark Capital does. We provide a two-way market. A couple other things are, you know, how does Landmark Capital differ from my local person when I can see them face to face? Well, We're not a mom and pop's coin shop. We don't have paper money here or any sports paraphernalia. We specialize in precious metals as an investment. And if you went to your local person there, we're not putting local businesses down in any way, shape, or form, but if you haven't heard of the thing called these terms called the four columns or another term called sight seen versus sight unseen, and they never told you how to buy physical gold or silver in your IRA and take possession without a tax liability, you're probably working with a novice when it comes to the true guts of how this works as an investment. That's why we always say choose who you're going to work with before what you buy.
Yeah. No, I think that's really important. So we've talked a lot about inflation. We've talked a lot about the Fed. We've talked a lot about debt all in the past few weeks. Let's talk about something positive. What does the future for precious metals, given everything you've told us about the lack of mining and supply and the increased demand, what does the future look like for precious metals?
Well, I could say some things as extremely prominent. I'll take the back seat and let some other people who have done surveys here recently lead the charge on this. There's a guy by the name of Peter Grandrich of Peter Grandrich and Company. He says that the U.S. stock market is likely going to experience what Japan did in the 1990s, an implosion and a stagnation before there's a long-term recovery. He says, here's his quote, I'm going to own more cash than anything else between now and the end of the year. And he says, over the next 2 years, there's a possibility we will suffer the biggest decline that will surpass any of the worst declines we've ever seen in history in the United States. We are in the mother of all bubbles. It's going to pop with no fast recovery, and gold is going to hit $4,000. That's Peter Grandrich. Another associate says that there's 38% the people are already buying gold right now of the public, while 40% of the non-gold buyers are going to jump in the market in the next 3 years because they see portfolios needing it for asset diversification, for upside potential, and to hedge against the uncertainty of inflation and a downside risk in the stock market. So that's another survey that was done by the World Gold Council and Greenwich Associates. So there are people preparing their portfolio for a big movement in gold and silver right now.
Yeah. Well, friends, I hope that some of this has been helpful, the basics of gold and silver and why they're important. If you would like to know more, call David's firm, 844-604-2575. They've got a lot of free literature that they're glad to share with you. And you can learn more by joining their YouTube channel. That's on YouTube. Just put in Landmark Capital in the search button, and then it'll pull it up. And there's lots of resources there for you at no cost as well. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. The website is landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.